Blog Talk Radio.
Of a whistleblower, they didn't keep their job, they didn't keep their position, they couldn't hang around, they couldn't hang out no more. That's why the decision to become the whistleblower was always one that took a while to kick in, a while to make that decision in, this decision on, I should say. But we're going to talk about the story straightener tonight and how everybody hates the story straightener. Now, we've all been in situations that have involved our friends, and sometimes we can be right here, and they can be right there, and I mean right here, and they can be right here too, and something happens, something jumps off, something pops off, and later on when you get the story of what happened while you were there that may have actually involved you, you hear the story get back to other people all crazy, all twisted, all turned up, all... Oh, you're like, that's not, well, hold on now. The right people is in this story, but the wrong story is being told. So you might be like, no, that's not how it happened. You know, it happened this way, and this is what happened. And then such and such came through, and then blah, blah, blah. And at the end, everything was all right, or everything was messed up at the end. You know, cats are still mad at each other. And you're probably making sure that the story gets straight to protect the people that were in the story. You want to make sure that their names don't get soured because they may have been in the right. Little do you know sometimes is that the people who were there, the people that you're protecting are the ones who put out the false information. It's like, oh, so here you are running around here getting the story straight, telling the truth, making sure that all of the details and the facts are correct. But the way that the person had told the story before you went and corrected it was the way they wanted the story to be told. Maybe it made him look like a hero. Maybe it made him look like the good guy. Maybe it made him look like the champion villain. You know how sometimes you can be the bad guy and still be the good guy at the same time. Sort of like a heel in wrestling. Anybody who ever watched WWE or WWF when it was that back in the day, or WCW, any type of wrestling, you know, in professional wrestling, sometimes the bad guys are the most popular guys. So sometimes stories, and one thing about wrestling, all of the storylines are manufactured. They're written storylines. So there's a lot of acting going on. It's just a bunch of he say, she say, I'll do this to you. This is what happened. I'm going to get you back for doing this to them. You know, it's a lot of that in wrestling. And what you'll find sometimes is just like wrestling is fake as far as the storylines are concerned, and as far as a lot of the violence is concerned, sometimes you might find yourself smack dab in the middle of a situation where somebody has manufactured, created, made up, lied about, and totally fabricated a story without you knowing. So here you are trying to make sure that the record gets set straight and all of that, and come to find out that everybody hates Chris and your name is Chris. Now it could be Christopher. It could be Crystal. It could be Christine. It could be Chrissy. It could be Christian. But everybody hates Chris, and they hate you too. But they hate you because you're the story straightener. I mean, you may have been trying to get the story straight with no malicious intent in your heart. Now there is a such thing as the story straightener that has nothing but malicious intent. That's where the whistleblower comes in. Like, oh, no, no, no. No, that ain't the way it happened. No, it ain't. I don't know who told you that, but whoever told you that is lying through their teeth. I'm going to tell you what really happened. And even in that example, you might not be the bad guy. You might not be acting with malicious intent. You're just making sure that nobody is messing up the story. Nobody is getting it all tangled and twisted and having to push the backspace button. You know what you gotta pick. When you have to push the backspace button, it's because you messed up what you said before. It's because you messed up what you had said before. Ain't it funny how the text on cell phones and tablets only have a backspace button? You can't delete forward, but on a laptop, a desktop, and an old typewriter, you can delete forward. Why is that? You ever ask yourself that? Why didn't they put a delete forward button on it? As many cell phones as I've owned, I have never had one that had a delete forward button. But the minute that I find one, that's going to be my phone. I've been looking for that all my life. Why do they only want you to backspace? Sometimes the problem is all the way up here. And if you got fat fingers like mine, shout out to men out there who can text with two hands. I can't do it. I think it's something that only young men can do. You know, I didn't grow up in an era where you held the phone with two hands and dialed the number. So I'm still a thumb texter. Matter of fact, let me see. Is that what I mean? Is that what I am? Yeah. Is that what I am? Yeah, I think I am. Yeah. And my thumb be getting me in mad trouble. I can spell, but it don't be coming out right if I press send without making sure I check first. Yeah, I said, and I do it often. So yeah, man. You know, listen. Everybody hates the story straightener, but why do people hate the story straightener? Why do people hate when people insist on getting the story correct, straight, accurate, real, right, verdad. No mentira is verdad. I said, no mentira, it is verdad. Well, mentira in Spanish means lies. And verdad, V-E-R-D-A-D, means correct. It means right. It means accurate. That's rev. My brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? And Ansel Jones says, I want to know who the fact checkers are. Yeah. And you notice, nobody likes those fact checkers. Like, nobody care about that shit. Let it ride. Fact checkers are story straighteners. Now, sometimes online, sometimes we don't need no fact checkers. And I will say that. Because sometimes they be fact checking on shit that really don't deserve to be fact checked. Like, you may know something about a particular product or something or a historical fact that hasn't been substantiated, but you may know something about it because, you know, through lore through ancestry, or because you were there, or because you are familiar with some of the ins and outs that wasn't public knowledge. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, a fact checker, people don't like fact checkers. And I'll tell you something about facts. Facts. A fact is supposed to be something that's correct. It's supposed to be something that's not disputable. But all facts are disputable. You know why? Because all events are disputable. Human beings are not an exact science. Now, we may not be able to dispute that the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. We might not be able to dispute that, but you know there are people who would dispute that. Like, how do we know that the west is really the east and that the east is really the west? Who decided that the compass was correct? Who made up the compass? You know, things like that. But yeah. There are facts that can be disputed all the time. You know what? I remember years ago when what was that dickhead chick? She was like the spokes. She did some shit for Donald Trump. Years ago, when he first got inaugurated, and remember how they was trying to say that it was all of these people at the inauguration, like, listen, dude, like, the cameras don't lie. Like, it ain't nobody out here. In past inaugurations, it was a party. They ain't come out for your shit. It ain't matter. Your popularity grew as you remained president, not... You didn't start off on a good note. But remember how they were saying something about alternative facts. And everybody got on her about alternative facts. And you know what? This is what let me know that these motherfuckers wasn't very good thinkers. And they were terrible at damage control. Because, you know, Donald Trump didn't give a fuck about damage control. You know, whatever he did, he just figured, fuck it, they still rocking with me, so I guess it's okay. Which is further proof that all facts can be disputed. But what they should have, what she should have said instead of alternative facts was, guess what? It starts with an A. She should have said additional facts. Like, yeah. The facts that were reported are correct. But guess what? There's more to the story. Here are some additional facts. And you know what? Everybody would have had to shut the fuck up. But when you said alternative facts, that left the door open for you to sound like those facts don't matter. These facts matter. No. All you had to do, one of those lawyers, one of those speech writers, I'm like, where the brains at? All they had to do was say, excuse me, I said alternative facts, but what I meant was additional facts. Like those things that reported happened, but guess what? These other things happened too, and they are just as relevant as the other facts that were reported. And that would have made them all look smart, but because they were so unapologetic about everything that they did, they look stupid. But yeah, fact checkers. I don't know. The fact checkers are probably just people who study film and read. That's what I think, Ansel. I think they're people who just study film and read, because that's all you have to do in order to fact check. You know your shit. Know your shit. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill, sit back, relax, do your thing, max and chill. Thanks for coming on through. Thanks for coming on out. It's always great to see my brother come through. That's no doubt. So, yeah. Everybody hates the story straightener. Have you ever been in a situation where you were with somebody and something happened, something went down. Maybe y'all got robbed. Maybe y'all saw something happen. Maybe y'all saw somebody get hurt. Maybe y'all saw somebody steal something. Maybe somebody tried to involve y'all in something that you really didn't want to get involved with, but you somehow wound up being involved in it or whatever, so you wrote it out. And you know, to you, it wasn't that much of a big deal. But then later on, when somebody asks you about what happened, and they're telling you, instead of exactly asking you what happened, they're telling you what happened. They're telling you what somebody else told them that happened, and you're like, nah, that ain't the way it happened at all. First of all, such and such wasn't even there, so I don't know where they got that from. Whoever told you that, I don't know where they got that from, because such and such wasn't even there. It was me, Rock, Dave, Skeet, Bone, Black, and Terry. It was all of us. You know, first we was running ball. They started shooting. You know, we running ball, and first we was just doing half court. And then me cats came through, and they wanted to do full court. Next thing you know, we start busting their ass. I don't even know where these motherfuckers came from. We was on the court before the summer league started. So, you know, we just getting it in real quick. And then, so we busting these niggas' ass and shit. And next thing you know, they get mad talking about we hacking them and all this old bullshit. They was really just mad because the shots wasn't going in. So next thing, I mean, dude started hacking for real. So, you know, we ain't having that. We was already winning. We wasn't going to sacrifice to win. But, you know, dude tried to get, he got a little bit too rough. So, you know what I mean, such and such pushed him, you know, Rock pushed him, and, you know, dude got mad. So, yeah, I mean, he got sucker punched. That's it. He got sucker punched. He stole the shit out of you. Rock stole the shit out of me. So, you know, the shit was kind of crazy now because, you know, it's like they squad against our squad. And it's like, you know, the most important thing is that we won. But, you know, these cats, that you know, we never saw them before. We didn't know if they was going to start shooting or whatever, whatever, whatever. That's getting the story straight. But the story might have came out that, oh, yeah, you know what I mean? We punched the dude in the face because he was talking shit. And then niggas start shooting and, you know, motherfuckers was running and three people got shot, but nobody died. So, you know, and because niggas had warrants, nobody wanted to go to the hospital. So, you know, cats is at the crib and shit with their little home first aid kit, you know, bandaging up their little wounds and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's how it went. No, that's not what happened. Nobody got shot. There was nobody got shot. Wasn't like that. We thought they had guns, but nobody pulled out. Nobody pulled out. Definitely nobody started shooting and all that. But somebody might have told them the story to try to make it look more serious or exciting or whatever the case may be. So here you are getting the story straight, not really realizing that these cats trying to look like heroes. They trying to look like thugs. They trying to look like they get busy out here in these streets. They don't get busy out here in these streets. They ain't never got busy out here in these streets. You ain't even from Acorn. I said you ain't even from Acorn. You ain't even from Acorn. He ain't even from Acorn. Y'all remember that from Set It Off? He ain't even from Acorn. Look, bitch, take the Clippers. Take the Clippers. Yeah, I'm trying to imagine that. I'm going to get the name of a fucking housing project tattooed in my head. I'm not tattooed, but cut in my head. And I ain't even from them projects. I'm like, picture that. Yeah. That's what they do over in California? Well, imagine that. No. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that you share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get a Business Show, and we're talking about Everybody Hates the Story Straightener. Everybody hates the story straightener because the story straightener is always feeling like he or she has the obligation to make sure that the story got straight, to make sure that nobody's lying, to make sure that nobody is telling a half-truth, to make sure that everybody is kept honest. You see two cats fighting. You witnessed the whole fight. Now got back that such and such kicked such and such ass. And you like, the shit was damn near tied. There wasn't no ass kick. Look, my motherfuckers barely threw a punch. You know what I mean? First of all, they was in a circle. They was in a circle for like 3 minutes. Like, what you mean in a circle? You know, where motherfuckers be locking shoulders. What you want to do? What you want to do? All right, yo. They did that shit, you know what I mean? I thought it was 1982 out this bitch. I thought it was 1982. Two grown-ass men in a circle. They in a... Yeah, well, and so what? What's up? What's up? No, what you want to do? No, what you want to do? No, I bet you... Yo, keep playing here. Yo, go ahead then. To do something. Yeah, they did that for 3 minutes, son. For real. They did that for 3 minutes. By the time they started rumbling, you realize, now I know why they did that thing in a circle for 3 minutes. Because these niggas can't fight. They ain't got no hands. How can one person kick the other person? I don't think that one of them would have won if the other one would have gave them a free punch. I don't think he would have actually beat his ass even if he told him, even if he did this. Go ahead. You got one shot. Knock me out. I don't think he could have knocked him out, son. Go ahead. Knock him out. Knock him out the box, Rick. Knock them out, Rick. Yeah. Yeah. The story straightener. One of the guys in the fight was going to be looked at as a hero. He get busy out here. He got hands. And you out here telling the truth of the story, he ain't got no hands. This motherfucker got a prosthetic. He got prosthetic. He putting his prosthetic dukes up. He ain't got hands, son. He ain't got no hands. My man John Biggs is going on, kid. Glad you came through. Yes, you know that I did. And Shirley Sherl, the world's most precious, greatest pearl in the world. What's going on with you, girl? Thanks for coming through, y'all. Nars, okay, wait. Nars says, life would be boring without tabloid TV. What up, everyone? Word up. What it? I don't know. He says the Trump administration hated fact checkers. Alternative facts became a thing. Yeah. They wasn't that smart. That's the only thing. They wasn't that smart. And I think it was because they had already declared themselves smarter than everybody else. Like when you running around here calling people idiots, you calling people dense, you calling people low IQ, that's a hard thing to live up to. Ansel Jones says, most weekends in the military, I was a designated driver. The story turned into I'm pulling chicks every weekend. So who was there to straighten out your story? Who was your story straightener? You know what I mean? Looked to me like you might have had to produce evidence. You might have had to produce evidence. Cheryl says, that's probably how they learned to dance so well. They had to do something for the spectators. Carol Chamberlain says, Carol Chamberlain, let me pop a Rita. What's going on? How you feeling? I just want to know why no notifications are going out for the shows. What's up with that? I don't know. But I see you here to get the story straight. You know what I'm saying? You out here getting this story straight. You straightening it. You straightening this story. Everybody hates the story straightener. One of the reasons that some people or a lot of people hate the story straightener is because the story straightener will target a person that they know is known for lying. So sometimes the story straightener would be like, what did such and such tell you? Because they know that they are known to lie about facts, figures, details, events, just things that happen. So there's a little bit of maliciousness in this story straightening. What did such and such tell you happened? And you know, some people ain't really into all that shit. They like, well, I mean, they ain't really say nothing. What you mean they ain't say? What did they say? That's what I'm asking you. What did they say? Well, he or she was talking about how y'all went down to the car dealership and such and such ain't have enough money for the down payment. So, I mean, y'all couldn't get no car. They told you we ain't have enough for the down payment. Yeah, something like that. He said, when y'all went down there, the down payment on the car, like they wanted $3,500 down. And y'all only had like $2,200 or something like that. Well, no, that's not what happened at all. First of all, we were supposed to be going down to get a Nissan Maxima. We were supposed to be going down there to get a Nissan Max, a 2020 Nissan Max. When we get down there, this motherfucker sees a Lexus SC Coupe 400. We wasn't supposed to be going down there for that. We went down there to get a $20,000 car, pre-owned, Carfax, good condition, pristine. When we get down there, he see this SC400 2020, but the shit is like $75,000, pre-owned, still 75 stacks. No, we didn't have enough. We didn't have credit or down payment enough for that. But that's only because we didn't. What car did he tell you? He or she tell you that we went down there to see. He ain't even go into all that. He just said that you ain't have enough money for the down payment. So times like that, the story straightener is going to be very unpopular because the story straightener is getting this thing right. And he or she is not trying to hear none of that bullshit. No, no, no. No, no, no. So yeah, when the story straightener knows that people be lying and that they don't have what it takes to be truthful, yeah, they're going to be even more unpopular than they probably bargained for because they are determined to make sure that they get it right and that people don't be running around here looking at them all crazy. They're looking at them all crazy. All crazy. And so Jones says, why all used cars was by someone old that didn't drive a lot? Yeah. Well, that's what the salesman will tell you. It was a little old lady. It was a little old lady. It was driven by a little old lady who only drove it to church on Sundays. Well, damn, how far was the church away? This car got 125,000 miles on the bitch. And this is a 2018. What a church. What a church. Looked like she was driving from Philly to Atlanta. She going down there to see T.D. Jakes. You know T.D. Jakes got you don't go to that church for free. That shit is not come as you are. It's not come one, come all. You go to T.D. Jakes church. You damn near got to pay a cover charge. No bullshit. That is not cap. That is straight. Yeah, yo, T.D. Jakes is, I told y'all, he won't come and preach for less than $80,000. And his church is full of nothing but ballers. Maybe they professional ballers, but you ain't just coming up in that church. Not for free. You want to worship the Lord, you're going to have to do that. You want to worship the Lord for free? You want to do that shit at home. He getting them real tithes. So. You got me so. You. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, it is the Daily Go Get a Business Show. If you would like to call into the show, add your 2 cents, tell a story, add a comment, say what you want to say, do what you want to do, act like the way you want to act, be who you want to be. The number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call up at a 319-527-6199. Yes, 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 y'all. That's at a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 319-527-6199, baby. It's a Daily Go Get a Million Show. We're talking about everybody hates the truth. I mean, the story straightener. Get this story straight. Now, when you was younger, if you grew up amongst multiple siblings, you know that there was always some lying going on. Because when there are three or more kids in one family, brothers and sisters, three or four siblings in one family, there's more than that, or should I say that much and more, there's always going to be somebody who broke something. There's always going to be somebody who stole something. There's always going to be somebody who didn't do what they were supposed to do, and everybody else got blamed for it. These are the numbers where parents have come in and said, well, since ain't nobody going to say what happened, everybody getting their ass whooped. That type of shit. So this is an area where the story straightener has absolutely no value. This is where people really, 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 really hate the story straightener. The story straightener, because this story straightener is a snitch. They are a snitch. Such and such told mommy who broke the lamp. Such and such told mommy what time we got in last night. Such and such told mommy that you stole the car, that you borrowed the car last night, and you was up all night. You was up all night trying to wait to get that same parking spot back. So you wouldn't find out. So, yeah. There's that. Okay. So, yeah. When your brother or your sister is a story straightener, yeah, a lot of times you're going to make sure that they don't have no story to straighten out. Like, we don't do nothing around Dave. Don't do nothing around little Dave. Because little Dave going to make sure that big Dave find out some kind of way. No more little Dave. You know? And a lot of times, the family story straightener becomes the outcast. So sometimes once they find out that they become an outcast, a lot of times they nosy asses will try to do something to reestablish themselves as not being a snitch. So they have to create a situation where they didn't tell. They got to get it back to the point where y'all would talk around them again. Right now, y'all on some mums the word shit, like, nope. Nobody tell what happened around Lil Dave, and don't nobody do nothing that could be told on by Lil Dave. When Lil Dave is around, don't say nothing that you wouldn't want repeated, and don't do nothing you wouldn't want recorded. And so Joe says, my baby ain't do nothing. They lying. Your baby had a parole officer for the past 5 years. You know, speaking of parole officers are definitely story straighteners. They are definitely story straighteners, ain't they? Because everybody be mad at the PO for violating offenders. So your brother got sent back upstate. He ain't coming back home for another 18 months. All because his PO a dickhead. How many of y'all have heard that? All because his PO is a dickhead. Now, you know, he trying to appeal it, but how you going to fucking appeal a parole? You couldn't appeal your conviction, but you going to appeal the terms of your parole that you signed off on? Yeah. So parole agents tell people what really happened all the time. They are definitely story straighteners. So your parole agent, your parole officer will be like, no, I understand that y'all think that I violated y'all brother because I'm a dickhead or because I'm racist or whatever he got y'all thinking. But the bottom line is, your little brother, your big brother, your brother has been pissing a hot urine for the last 3 months. Every time he reports, I have him piss, and he piss hot. And I kept telling him, I said, okay, I understand. It's only weed. I get all of that. But guess what? He ain't supposed to piss no weed. He ain't supposed to piss no alcohol, no coke, no meth, no PCP, no acid, no pills, no nothing. He ain't even supposed to piss Golden Seal. And that's good for you. But he been pissing hot with loud weed for the past 3 months. And I told him if he piss hot one more time, that he going back home. And I don't mean his crib. He going back to his second home. He came here last week and pissed hot, knowing that he was coming in. It wasn't random. Yeah, the parole agent is a story straightener. He's a story straightener. And for those of y'all who don't know, when you get sent back upstate, when you get arrested and you're on parole, you go right back upstate. You don't go to the county and wait for trial. You already been convicted. So your ass go right back upstate. You get on the bus to go right back to your second home. No, you're not going to the local precinct where somebody's going to post bail for you. You are still a felon. Fool. So, yeah, POs are definitely story straighteners. And everybody hates Chris, baby. Everybody hates Chris, baby. So, yeah, everybody hates the story straightener. We know that judges are definitely story straighteners. Yeah. That shit, y'all remember what was going on with Meek Mills a few years ago before he became this big advocate for incarceration and shit, for wrongful incarceration? Meanwhile, he clearly violated his fucking parole years ago. In 2018, or was it 2017? Meek violated his parole. Clearly. But he expected to get discretion. And they was like, no discretion. You've been on parole for years. And you keep fucking up. Like, besides your inspirational rap story, you're also a weed head. You're also you still associate with known felons and all of that shit, and your dumbass will allow yourself to be on tape with known felons. That's on you. Alright, so we're gonna do these birthday shout outs. We have some birthday shout outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. February 1st. It's the first of the month. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. And they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them, making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Naomi Savage. Happy birthday to you, and also Teresa Gardner turning 60 years old today, and also Naima Muhammad. Happy birthday to you, and Naomi Savage and Naima Muhammad are the same person, you know, sort of like Miley Cyrus and Hannah Montana. Okay, and also Janet Wormley, ring a bell with anybody out there? Yeah. Turning 44 years old today, and Tamika Vessels turning 27 years old today, and Barbara Quarles turning 56 years old today, and Chantel Morgan turning 30 years old today, and Christina Dorsey turning 45 years old today, and Catherine Mendoza turning 54 years old today, and Yemi Olagunduye turning 42 years old today, and Georgia Giles Jones, happy birthday to you, and Deborah Sawyer turning 56 years old today, and Linda Woods, happy birthday to you, and my man Lawrence Sakel, my man Earth, happy birthday to you, my brother. It says here he's turning 33 years old today, but I think they shaved off about 20 years. So good, though. So good, though. Happy birthday to you, my brother. And last but not least, my girl Roxanna Snape, going all the way back to the 1991. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares his birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious February 1st, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on it, do the damn, dance, rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, you do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings, you do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, yeah, the story straightener. The story straightener may not be the person that you appreciate at all times, but they will be the one that makes sure that in your favor, you won't get lied on, you won't get arrested unfairly, you won't get cased up, you won't get convicted. That's the story straightener. A lot of times, with a lot of different things that go on in this world, people try to just put a story out there, set a narrative out there, and it's all false, and people have gone to jail for years, people have been executed, people have been maligned, people have lost jobs, people have been excommunicated and extricated from families and groups and friends and things like that. So there are times when you're really going to want a story straightener to come through, and then there are going to be other times. You know how those other times go. It's the times. You know what I'm talking about, the times. All right, y'all. We will be back with another Daily Go Get a Business show tomorrow night. I appreciate y'all coming through. Ooh, hoo, 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 hoo. Carol, what you laughing at? Oh, by the way, so it's February now, so all of the real Aquarians, this is y'all time, the real one. I mean, we got the initial, you know, them Capricorn Aquarians, but now it's the real ones. Now it's about to be bad. Black History Month types. All right. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. And love y'all right back to life. And don't forget to hit that like button. Don't forget to share the show. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. I hope y'all enjoyed listening to the show as much as I enjoyed broadcasting it. So Blog Talk, we're going to get you on up out of here. So we're going to say peace to y'all. We go bye-bye there.